The rolling away of balls we alluded to in the last section leads us to do a deeper exploration of the difference between long-term memory and working memory. Long-term memory is what it sounds like. It holds the information we're able to store and bring back to mind from weeks, months, or even years before. As we've seen, you can think of long-term memory as sets of neural links that students have developed when they've learned the material well. As we also mentioned previously, these neural links congregate in the neocortex, the thin sheet of neural tissue that rides over the ridges and deep grooves of the brain's surface. If we reinforce the links of long-term learning through varied practice, our learning is generally in good shape. By varied practice, we mean not just practicing with the same material. For example, you don't want to just sit around testing yourself on lists of new foreign language vocabulary words. You also want to use those new words in a variety of different sentences and contexts. But working memory, that temporary holding pattern for thoughts, is different from long-term memory. Rather than sets of links that reside happily in the neocortex, working memory is more like an octopus tossing a set of balls. These balls represent thoughts that bounce over and over again from the front to the back of your brain, as long as you are holding the ideas in working memory. An average working memory can hold up to 4 balls before ideas begin slipping from the mind. For now, you should know a quirky thing about working memory. Whenever the octopus gets distracted from throwing and catching balls, the balls can vanish. This leads to one of the fascinating aspects of working memory, its cunning ability to fool students into thinking surely they've put something in long-term memory. A student can, for example, stare at a list of 10 new vocabulary words and think, "I've got them." The student does have the words in mind, that is, as long as she is staring at the list. Similar problems arise when a student glances at the solution to a complex math problem. "No need to waste time working this out on my own," she might think. "I've got it in mind already." And she does have it at least partly in mind, but only temporarily. Students discover the vanishing act when they take a test. "I suffer from test anxiety" is in fact sometimes code for "I feel panic when I reach into long-term memory and nothing's there." This false friend nature of working memory is why students naturally tend toward rereading and underlining. What could be more comfortable and more helpful than running your eyes past the information one more time, highlighting to add emphasis? But getting the information into long-term memory can be difficult. We'll be exploring this vital topic in more detail in Chapter 3. The key idea, however, is that retrieval practice is one of the best techniques for strengthening new information in long-term memory.